The shiur today is sponsored Lila Nishma, rather for Shlema, Chana Bas Malka, Shach Shachal Yisrael, and in honor of Yishai Moshe's Bar Mitzvah Bo Yom today, and for Shlema for all those who are in need. And you all asked me the question, "Where is Yishaya?" The Suda is for him. You know, where's Yishaya? Where's the Suda? So the Suda is out in the hallway. Those who want, there's breakfast there. And where's Yishaya? It's his Bar Mitzvah. So why is he not here for this shiur, the Suda? So we'll discuss that. But let's discuss a few questions about what's the basis for a suda of a bar mitzvah bo bayom, the source, the reason, and figure out whether you can have a suda without a bar mitzvah boy being here. You can't have like a suda's bris milah if there's no bris milah. You know. So you can't have a suda's chasna. There's no shav brachos if there's no chasna nakala here. So how do you have a suda without there being a bar mitzvah boy here? So you take a look at number one here. The Shulchan Aruch talks about various types of brachos we say throughout the year. And one of the brachas, the Ramah comments, is Yesh Omrim, Misha Nase Beno Bar Mitzvah. When a person's son becomes a Bar Mitzvah, Yivarach, you say the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shepatrani Be'on Shel Shelzeh. That the father is now exempt from any punishment. And V'tov Levarach Below Shem Malchus. And the practice is not to say Shem Malchus, you just say Baruch Shepatrani Be'on Shel Shelzeh. So I'm going to be saying this Mir Hashem tomorrow. Yishai is going to get an Aliyah, hopefully. And I'll say the bracha then, without shame u'malchus. There's an interesting levush that actually says the child is the one who says the bracha, because he was responsible, he could get punished for his father's avera, so he should say the bracha. But certainly the common practice is the father says the bracha, the father is now exempt from any potential punishment that his child's averas could cause him, so he says this bracha. Now, on this din, the Magen Avraham points out, in number two, he says, Shemitzvah al ha'adam, Lasos suda biyom shenasu bano bar mitzvah kiyom shenichnas lechupa. So the practice is that the person, a father, makes a suda on the day his son becomes a bar mitzvah, just like the day of a chasna, the day of a chupa. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. So this is the first source we have in the poskim of making such a suda. So let's just first comment on the language of the Magen Avraham comparing it to a yom chupaso nichnas lechupa. You know, the child Yishai is a few years away from getting married. What's the comparison of a child to a chasan, a yom chupa? So the pashup shot is it's lav dafka. It doesn't really mean a comparison. Just like there's a suda on the day you get married, there's a suda on the day of the bar mitzvah. But there's not an equation between a bar mitzvah boy and a chasan. But there's actually a very interesting Nahar Mitzrayim. He writes in number three, let's take it from the top. He actually says that a bar mitzvah boy, to a certain extent, is like a chasan. Why is a bar mitzvah boy like a chasan? So he says, Nagu b'Mitzrayim, in Egypt they had such a practice. B'yom shemischane chanar l'mitzvos tefillin. Andy and I were just talking about this before. The day when he starts wearing tefillin, which could be 30 days before, whatever your practice is, there is a minog in Mitzrayim shemalbichin also bebeis knesses b'simcha, b'shirim, veneros, dolokos, kemezvute chasan. You have a whole simcha the day they wore tefillin, just like a chasan. And they ain't nofen al paneim, they wouldn't do nefias apayim, they wouldn't say tachan and b'shacharis on the day they would start wearing tefillin. Shmispal shavhanar, hamischanich, if the child was present, if he was there putting tefillin, they wouldn't say tachanin. V'afal pishalom matzatzav ad heinem mefurish b'divrei poskim, even though no poskim talk about this inyan of a big suit of the day you wear tefillin, asher itich shemitzvos tefillin poteres nefias apayim, that exempts tachanin. We don't stop saying tachanin because the boy wears tefillin. Nonetheless, it's a minhag that was found in Mitzrayim. Okay. Then he writes, V'samech l'dvar nirli, it appears, so why would there be such a simcha of wearing tefillin? Why would there be such a simcha like the day of a chasan? So he's mechadei shed, Shudom l'chasan, a bar mitzvah boy who wears tefillin is similar to a chasan. D'chsiv bei, k'chasan yechayin pe'er, a chasan has a pe'er, it's called in the pasuk, it's pe'er, tferes, and beauty and glory. And tefillin is also nikru pe'er, d'chse perach atavash l'varshach, v'im kein, if that's the case, since a child wears a tefillin now, a bar mitzvah wears tefillin, he's like a chasan who also has this crown on his head. So there's a certain equation between a bar mitzvah boy and a chasan, and they have this crown that they wear. The tefillin is the crown, the chasan wears his crown, and that's what the Magen Avraham perhaps means when he makes a suda on the day of the bar mitzvah, like yom nichnas l'chuppah. So that's one reason of making a suda, to celebrate him becoming a chasan. Him wearing tefillin, now he's a bar chiyuv in tefillin. But as he pointed out, it's only true if the chasan is present. You don't have a sheva brachos without a chasan and kala. So Yishai is not here now. So this doesn't explain why I'm having a little suda in the hallway right now. So that's, either way, it's an interesting source of why there's such a simcha and such a suda of the day of the tefillah and the day of a bar mitzvah. But let's backtrack a little bit. There's an interesting makor, an interesting source of a bar mitzvah suda based on the pasuk of Yitzchak Avinu. The pasuk says in number 4, Vayigdal hayelad, the boy grew older. This is referring to Yitzchak Avinu. Vayigamal, vayas Avram, mishta gadol b'yom haygamal. As Yitzchak, he made a big suda. Mishta gadol, the day that he was weaned, according to Pashup Shat. Tosa says this is the day of the Mila. He points out in number 5, the Tosa in Shabbos, he writes that he gamel is hey gimel is a gematria 8. Tosa does gematrias too. Hey gimel is gematria 8. So the day, the 8th day, the mal that he got a Mila, it's a Sudas Bris Mila. That's what it's described. The Mishta gadol was a source of a Sudas Bris Mila. But there's a medrash that says this Mishta gadol is actually referring to the Suda of a Bar Mitzvah. The day became Bar Mitzvah. What's that? Take a look at the Tshuvas Yad Ephraim. He quotes the Medrash and he elaborates. He says, what does it mean, Vayigdal HaYelah, that the boy grew older? What does it mean he grew older? You don't say an 8-day-old boy is old. He's not Vayigdal. Vayigdal means he became a Gadol. He became a Bar Mitzvah boy. So he says, Legadlus Begil Yud Gimel Yesh Gam Lahavi Mitzvah. We can learn the concept of the age of 13 being a significant day from Yitzchak Avinu. And he quotes the Medrash, Vayigdal HaYelah Vayigamal. Ubimedjish Rabba, Rabbi Oshaya, Rabba Omer, Nigmal Meyetahara. He was weaned off the Yetahara. That's what it means, wrote to Lomer, Kevin Shekhasa Vayigdal, Yotse Shehi Ben Yud Gimel, Shaz Nikra Gadol. At that point, he was called the Gadol because he grew. And the Medjish tells us, what do you mean he's weaned off the Yetahara? A child gets a Yetar Tov when he becomes a Bar Mitzvah boy. And now he's able to fight against the Yetahara. When he's a young boy, he's eating and drinking and playing sports. He doesn't really have such a strength, such a koach, such a taiva to do good. He's always just enjoying life. But when he becomes Bar Mitzvah, he now is weaned off the Yetzirah and is infused with his Yetzir Tov, and now he's able to fight against the Yetzirah and accomplish big things. So says the Medrash, says the Yad Ephraim, explaining the Medrash, that's what was going on in the pasuk. Vayigdal HaYelah, he became a Bar Mitzvah boy. Vayigamal, he became weaned off the Yetzirah. Vayas Avram Mishagadol, and that's why he made a big Mishta. So this is the source, the first time we seem to have a source of a Suda's Bar Mitzvah in the pasuk. Now, Rav Shlomo Kluger says there's actually an earlier source than Yitzchak of a Bar Mitzvah. Now, how many options do we have? Before Yitzchak, who else? Avram, Noach. How far back could you go in the Torah to find the source of a Suda's Bar Mitzvah? So listen to this Chiddush, Rav Shlomo Kluger, he writes, in number 7. Chachmas Torah. He says, reading just the bold, L'chach nira deba adam harishon, nami. He also had a Bar Mitzvah Suda. What was his Bar Mitzvah Suda? He didn't have a father. Right? Who made a Suda for him? He made it for himself. What was he celebrating? So he writes, Kevin Shenivra v'tzivala HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'os osim mitzvahs halalu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Adam to keep the mitzvahs. Imkei nasa Bar Mitzvah. He became a Bar Mitzvah boy. The day he was born, or the day he was created, he became a Bar Mitzvah. He was chayv in mitzvahs now. That moment, he was created as an adult. V'lachach mitzvah lo laso suda, and he had to do a suda. So where do you find the suda? Says Rav Shlomo Kluger. Lechach rimes hakosav mitzvah shelo b'pasuk mikol eitz hagan achol teochel. The pasuk of eating all the eitz and all the fruit of the Gan Eden, that was the suda's mitzvah, writes. Machmas jetziva lo al mitzvos, because he was commanded on mitzvos, he's a bar mitzvah boy. Shema'ata have mitzvah mish mikol eitz hagan achol teochel derech mitzvah. Fascinating source of a Suda's Bar Mitzvah. So it goes as far back as Adam HaRishon, and then later on we see a source in the Medrash, the Mishta Gadol of Yitzchak Avinu. But what's the reason for, what's the celebration? Why? Why is this? We have a source by Adam, a source by Yitzchak, but what's the Talmud of? So Yamshev Shlomo, he has a big discussion in the Baba Kama. He talks about all different types of Sudas. If you want to look about a Suda's Mitzvah, you look at the Yamshev Shlomo in the Sefer Perek. He talks about the Inin of Shalom Zachar. Every Suda, he goes down the list. So one of the well-known ones is the one regarding a Suda's Bar Mitzvah. So he writes, look at the top of the page number 2, Suda's Bar Mitzvah, she'osin ha'ashkenazim. Apparently the Sfaradim don't have such a practice. I don't know if that's the case, but certainly they do now, but maybe once upon a time they didn't have such a practice. L'chora ein l'cha Suda, Suda's Mitzvah g'dol mizu. There's no greater Suda, writes Yamshev Shlomo, then this suda of the Bar Mitzvah. He says, better than a chasana, better than any suda, bris milah, no greater suda, gedol mizu, than a Bar Mitzvah suda. The very essence of the essence of the Suda's mitzvah, celebrating him being a bar mitzvah boy now. The osim simcha, you make it into a big celebration. The nosin lamakum shevach v'hoda, and you praise and you give thanks. Shizacha nar lios bar mitzvah. Now he's a bar mitzvah boy. No greater celebration than your child becoming a bar mitzvah. The gadol hamitzvah, gadol mitzvah v'yosa, greater is one who's commanded to do the mitzvah than one who's not commanded. V'av shizacha shegalu ad ata, the father who is zocha to raise the boy until now, lachnisa bebrisa Torah b'chlala, he now has graduated his child into the stage of bar mitzvah, so the father's now celebrating the bar mitzvah boy of his child. But who's the celebration for? It's really about the child. So what's the source? So he goes on to explain, we know there's a machlokis in the Gemara, which is better? Gadol mitzvah, greater one who's commanded and does the mitzvahs, or greater one who's not commanded? On one hand, you could say, I'm not commanded to mitzvahs, and yet I'm still doing it. I'm doing it willingly. I'm doing mitzvahs. That's greater schar. Women who are not chayv in mitzvahs and they're doing it, that's a great schar. They don't have to, but they feel compelled to do so. That would be greater on one hand. Or no, we say, I'm commanded. You know, we know we're all children of parents, and no one likes to be told what to do. So when you tell me to do this, I'm going to dafka not do that. So there's a certain pressure of being told to do something, and you do it anyways. Even though they're telling you to do this, Kadosh Baruch Hu says do X, and you're doing X anyways, there's a certain schar in being commanded and told to do something, and you do it anyways. And we know we paskin, gadol mitzuva v'osa, greater is he who is commanded and does the mitzvah than he who is not commanded and does the mitzvah. So Rav Yosef, who was blind, he was not chayv in mitzvahs, he said, if anybody tells us, we paskin, that gadol eino mitzuva v'osa, I'll make a big yamatava l'rabban, I'll make a yamtif, a big simcha, a big suda for everyone. So we don't paskin that way, we paskin that gadol mitzuva v'osa. But we can learn from this that there's an inyan to make a suda, but a person, how we paskin, gadol mitzuva v'yosa. So that's the raya, he says, from that Gemara in Kedushin, that he was going to make a celebration on such a concept of gadol mitzuva v'yosa. So now that the bar mitzvah boy is chayv mitzvahs, yesterday Yeshaya wasn't chayv mitzvahs, and now he is. So gadol mitzuva v'yosa, and that calls for a suda, that's the explanation according to Yom Shir Shlomo. He's celebrating, my child, my son, Yeshaya is celebrating his now, his chiyuv in mitzvahs. Now, the Yom Shir Shalom points out an important piece. Yeah.
If we make a suda, does that mean with the wine?
We're not getting into the details of what exactly qualifies the bread and wine. But some type of suda is mitzvah, right? We're not talking about those details of it. We're not discussing those details right now. Exactly, right. So, Mati is sponsoring next week the bagels and lox. So now So the Yom Shir Shlomo asks the question, he says, wait a second, part of having a bar mitzvah boy also requires shtei saros, a certain level of physical maturity as well. So we don't know, we don't test a child, obviously. So there's still a suffix whether he's really a bar mitzvah boy if a person's not, a child's not physically mature yet. So maybe you shouldn't celebrate Suda's bar mitzvah until you know Vadai, you know he's old enough, he's physically mature. So he says, if you look at the end of this piece here, the last bold line, he says, Mikomakum nira, when you train the child to give a pshetel, you teach him to give a little drasha, a little shir, so then lo garam misudas chinech habayis. So at least it becomes a drasha to be mechanech him in the world, but he may not be chayv in a chanami. Maybe he's not chayv, maybe he's not a bar mitzvah boy just yet, because he's not physically mature yet, maybe he is, maybe he's not. But since we don't know, it's safe to give a drasha. That's the source of a drasha. So once he's giving a drasha, so it's a celebration of a chinech habayis, a chinech of a child, but it may not really be the actual gadol mitzuva v'yosa. So that's the suggestion of the Yom Shir Shlomo. But either way, the driving force of a suda's bar mitzvah is the fact that now he's gadol mitzuva v'yosa. That's the celebration. Now, there is another Rav Shlomo Kluger who gives a whole other celebration, a whole other explanation, rather, which connects to this week's parsha. So again, right now we have the first pshat is because the day becomes a chasan, he wears tefillin. That's one pshat. Second pshat is now he's gadol mitzuva v'yosa. He's now chayv in mitzvahs. But the Yom Shir Shlomo writes in Sefer Tova Tamidas a different pshat. There's something I saw in the Sefer Otsar Plos HaTorah, beautiful Sefer and a wonderful, shtiklach on various parshios. There's something that's called Sudas Yisro. Anybody here hear of a Sudas Yisro? I never heard of Sudas Yisro until I saw it over Shabbos. Sudas Yisro, no? No, not yet. Sudas Yisro. It's a minhag in Tunisia. They have such a practice making Sudas Yisro. The Thursday, it's coming Thursday of Parsha Yisro, they make a Suda. So what's the basis? So it brings down a few different pshat. And one pshat is that there was once a magefa, and Eliyahu Navi appeared to a certain lady, and he told her to shechta Yonah, and she did that, and the magefa stopped. And that took place on the Thursday of Parshas Yisro. So that's the one pshat of the Sudas Yisro. Others say because when Yisro met Moshe Benu, they had a suda, so that's another pshat. But the other pshat, he quotes their various sources from a tshuvas Yeshiv Yosef, that it was the day of Kabbal Satorah. And the day of Kabbal Satorah warrants a suda. Parshas Yisro is when we receive the Torah. Kabbal Satorah requires a suda. What's that based on? Where do you find the source of a suda the day of Kabbal Satorah? So those learned Daf Yomi saw this a few days ago. It's machlokus in the Gemara, whether or not, how one should approach a yantif. Do you say it should be kul Hashem or kul Lachem? Should your day, like Rabbi Eliezer says, it should be entirely dedicated to just davening and learning, or it must be entirely dedicated to eating and drinking? One or the other. That's Rabbi Eliezer's understanding. Rabbi Shua says, no, you have to split the day in half, chati Lachem, chati Lachem. Half the day should be dedicated to learning and davening. The other half of the day should be dedicated to eating and drinking. It should be split. So the Gemara says, Hakol Modim, everybody agrees though, even though by regular Yontif, it could be, Rabbi Elazar says, you could do Kul Hashem. You could learn and daven the whole day. You could fast if you wanted. But Hakol Modim, when it comes to Atzeres, when it comes to Shavuos, Hakol Modim, Ba'idin Lachem, you need Lachem. You have to have an element of eating and drinking. Why? Kevin She, I forget exactly Lashon, but Kevin Shebo Bayom Nitnu Ba'atorah. That was the day that Torah was given. So therefore, you have to celebrate with the Suda. Rashi says, when you're celebrating with the Suda, that means you're enjoying this life. You enjoy the life of learning Torah. By you having a meal, that expresses your love for the Torah. So if it's a day of Kabbalah Satorah, you have to have a Suda. So too, the week of Parshas Yisro is a week of Kabbalah Satorah. So the Thursday beforehand is needing to have a Suda Yisro. That's what's brought down. Never heard of it, never saw it, but that's the basis of the practice. So says the Yamshir Shlomo, says...
Why Dr. Thursday?
Not sure why Thursday, I don't know. So says the Sefer Tova Tamidas. That's the same... What? Monday also you have one, so it's closer. It'll be closer, it's Thursday right before the Parsha. Either way, the Sefer Tova Tamidas writes that this is the very reason of a Sudas Bar Mitzvah. He writes, number 10, Sudas Bar Mitzvah, Havi Be Simcha, it's a Simcha, the Asuda Zu Nitzmach, Tavi Kiyo Matan Torah. It's like the day the Torah was given. Kemosh Amru Chazal, like the Gemara Psachim says, HaKol Modim Bat Seres, the Ba'in and Lachem. Everybody agrees that the day the Torah was given, the Shavuos, which is a celebration of the Kabbalah of Torah, as we know, you need an element of Lachem, you need to eat and drink, you need to have a Suda. He says, but you're going to tell me, how can you celebrate Kabbalah of Torah? We know the Gemara tells us, Mitzvah's Lav Lehendosnin. Mitzvahs were not intended on benefiting to enjoy a mitzvah. Rashi says that mitzvahs are meant to be an ol, to be a burden. We don't do mitzvahs because we want to. We do mitzvahs because we're told to do so. So we're commanded. So how do you celebrate? Where's the hana? A simcha of a suda expresses a hana, an enjoyment you have. But you're not supposed to enjoy mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are meant to be done because you're told to do them. So how does that work? How do you have a suda celebrating Kabbalah Satorah? So look what he writes. He writes, Tam mitzvos lav lenos nitnu, dila al tzavareim nitnu, there is an ol on your necks, it's a burden. Lachain guf hakima mitzvah, fulfilling mitzvahs, lo havi hana rak l'ol. When you perform a mitzvah, you shake the lulav, you wear tzitzis and tefillin, that's not hana, that's a burden that you have to do. Aval shas kabal sa Torah, the day, the moment you accepted the Torah, lachnasasam lechlal chiv lios kimitzuvim viosim, but the day you're willing to accept to come inside a bnei bris, b'chayv mitzvahs, that's a simcha. So I imagine by a ger as well, the day a ger becomes a ger, he's now chayv mitzvahs, so there's a simcha, it's a Kabbalah Satorah, not because God the mitzvah v'yosa. But Kabbalah Satorah itself, the day of Shavuos, the week of Parshas Yisro, the day boy becomes bar mitzvah, these are days that require a certain level of ba'ina nami lachem, a suda to celebrate that. So that's the third pshat, the third reason why we have a Sudas Mitzvah. Now, the problem with these three suggestions doesn't justify why I had a little Suda in the hallway now, because Yeshai has to be there for each of them. Because if it's about, you know, Gadol Mitzvah V'yosa, that's Yeshai's achiv, not mine. It's his, now he's a bar mitzvah boy. And if it's because it's a day of a Kabbalah Satorah for him, it's his Kabbalah Satorah, not my Kabbalah Satorah. If he's not here, where's the Simcha? And if it's, as we said at the beginning, we said it's maybe he's in the chasen, became a chasen with wearing the pair of the tefillin, well, the chasen's not here. How do you have a simcha without the chasen? But maybe we could say the following. Let's raise the following chakir. Who's the obligation of the suda? Who has the obligation to make the suda? Is it the father or the son? So according to what I just said, it's the son's obligation. He's got the mitzvah, it's his kabbalah satara, he's the chasen now. But I think if you look back at the language of the Magen Avraham, it sounds like the chiv is actually on the father. The Magen Avraham writes in number 2, Shemitzvah al ha'adam la'aso suda biyom shenaso b'no bar mitzvah. There's a chiv on the adam, the father, to make a suda the day his son becomes a bar mitzvah. So why? Why do I have a chiv to make a suda? So I think if you look back to, what was the Magen Avraham commenting on? He was commenting on the bracha I started off with, that the bracha of Shepatrani me'on shalzeh. I'm going to say the bracha on Monday when he gets Aliyah, because now I'm exempt from his punishment. Anything he does wrong, hopefully he shouldn't do anything wrong, but anything he does wrong, it's his responsibility, not mine. So I'm celebrating the fact that I'm now released from his averus. I'm released from his own shim. And maybe that's the dig of the Magen Avraham, why he's commenting dafka on this bracha. When the father says Shepatrani me'on shalzeh, it should be accompanied by a suda that the adam that the father makes, he's now exempt from the punishment. Right. So that's all right. Could be that also. Now he's exempt. I'm exempt, or he's exempt. So there's some equation there of the tour of the Averos, that some type of Yom Kippur taking place there, which also, of course, is a day of Kabbalah Satara. But maybe that's a different pshat as to... Because now I'm exempt. I'm celebrating. Because I'm no longer chayv in his punishments anymore. Yeah, that's what he says, that he's commenting on. It's a new step. I'm now released from his any responsibility. I'm no longer responsible for what he does wrong. It's his own life now. And then I'm exempt. So that's an incredible, incredible celebration. When a person's released from, you know, jail or whatever type of troubles he's from, that's it warrants a big suda. So now Yishai is a wonderful boy. He's a big tzaddik at the same time. But it's his responsibility, not my responsibility. And for that reason, might be a fourth reason as to why there might be a suda. And just to finish off, the two interesting halachas about the level of the suda mitzvah, bar mitzvah, the Rav Avadia writes two interesting halachas. We know that on Shabbos, that a person should not make calculations on Shabbos, unless it's a cheshbon shel mitzvah. So if you're planning a chasana, you could talk about calculations of a chasana. Anything a suda shel mitzvah, you're allowed to calculate on Shabbos. So one of the examples he brings is a suda's bar mitzvah. A suda's bar mitzvah would be allowed because that's considered a real simcha, it's a real suda. And one other halacha he brings is Erev Pesach, when the Bechor fasts. So we know that if there's a siyum, he doesn't need to fast. What if there's a suda's bar mitzvah on Erev Pesach? He says that too qualifies because the suda's bar mitzvah talk is a real suda's mitzvah. And for that reason, it warrants a suda's mitzvah in the Bobayom. So there are different reasons. So whether it's the father's chiv, whether it's a child's chiv, either way, it's certainly a great celebration for me, for the Zeta, and for the entire Kila. But for anyone, whenever they bring their child into the bris of a mitzvah, it's certainly a celebration for anyone involved. And therefore, I thought it was appropriate to celebrate this week, an exciting week for our family, for the Kila. And Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue the simcha for the rest of the week.